This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. There's no doubt that we live in a worry-drenched society. So many of us live in the presence of worry and anxiety. It's become really an epidemic. Are you an excessive worrier? And when worrying becomes excessive, it can lead to anxiety, panic, or even illness. And when you're worried, your mind and body actually go into a state, they call it fight or flight, as you focus on what might happen. Anxiety is called chronic worrying. It can affect your daily life so much that it interferes with your work, your appetite, your sleep, your relationships, and affects your overall quality of life. Many people who suffer from anxiety get caught in a cycle of addiction, in this unconscious attempt to control the inner turmoil. But where is it coming from? Well, you may overeat or smoke or drink, take drugs in some attempt to get relief. In extreme cases, when worrying and anxiety go untreated, it can lead to depression and even suicidal thoughts. Someone has put it this way: worry is a small trickle of fear that meanders through the mind until it cuts a channel into which all other thoughts are drained. Now, I like that definition. The good people from Wesley Mission said that anxiety is a persistent feeling of heightened fear. Up to 1 in 4 Australians suffer from an anxiety disorder or panic attack at some stage in their life. That's the findings from the Wesley Mission. So this persistent worry and anxiety is very common. At its worst, it can be a crippling disease that takes over our minds, plunges our thoughts into darkness. That can be a very dangerous place. Maybe you know what I mean. And we think we can get a new perspective. Worry? It doesn't really work. You remember the movie The Truman Show? Truman Burbank, played by Jim Carrey, believes that his life is no different to anyone else's until he starts to notice peculiar things going on, like instances that repeat every day. He gets suspicious that there is something going on. What he doesn't realise is that every second of his life, from the day he was born, has been telecast live to the entire planet. He's the star of The Truman Show, the most popular TV show in the world. It broadcasts every aspect of his life around the clock. From the moment he wakes up till he goes to bed, everyone eavesdrops on Truman's life through the 5,000 hidden cameras. Well, finally, Truman comes to the realization that an unseen audience is watching every move. Quite a good movie. But did you know that there is a loving God who watches over you all the time? We have the Creator God who knows everything about you, how you're feeling. Now, we can't see him, but God is there watching everything you do. The book in the New Testament called Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13, says nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Jesus teaches us that no matter the issues that we're facing, God knows. He is all-knowing. He's all-caring. He's invested himself in our lives. Are you worried then about your job or some evaluation? Well, God knows all about it. No matter what issue we face or thinking about, God is powerful. God knows our situation, and through faith we can understand. It was the psalmist who said, "Search me, O God, and know my heart, and test me, and know my anxious thoughts." It was Jesus who said in Luke 12, "Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? Since you can't do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? It doesn't increase your height or improve your reputation." And Jesus there was talking to a crowd. He knew them. He was talking about a kingdom principle of following him, trusting him. That destructive worry I'm talking about can paralyze us. And we need to learn and trust in God's promises. One of the special promises in Romans says, "All things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." So that means that you can trust God. Take each day as it comes, because God doesn't want you spending your days worrying. He will provide what you need. Heavenly Father, sometimes this is a tough lesson. Stop us from worrying and instead to trust you today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.